Missouri Botanical Garden, 4344 Shaw Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63110. 314-577-9400. http://www.mobot.org. Accessibility rating. Overall, 4.8 out of 5 stars. Transportation accessibility, 5 out of 5 stars. Availability of docent-led tours, 5 out of 5 stars. Access to on-site docents and staff, 4 out of 5 stars. Visibility of featured attractions, 5 out of 5 stars. Tactile and auditory interpretation, 4.5 out of 5 stars. Last updated on August 5th, 2021 by Se-Yoon Choi, BCE Arts and Entertainment Program Associate, assisted by Jennifer Smith Sims, HTR Manager, Public Programs Education Division. The Missouri Botanical Garden defies the misconception that flowers, herbs, shrubs, and other plants are only for visual appeal. The garden's therapeutic horticultural programs continue to find new ways that plants can be appreciated using multiple sensory inputs. The continuously evolving Zimmerman Sensory Garden, accommodating docents and volunteers, and plans for future enhancements heighten the degree to which blind and visually impaired visitors can learn about and explore our world's diverse plant life. Getting to Missouri Botanical Garden is very accessible with the use of public transportation. Due to routes and scheduled adjustments, the number 8 bus will most likely be the best reliable option as the bus stops at the intersection of Shaw and Tower Grove, followed by a brisk 8-minute walk to get to the garden. Otherwise, the usual Metro CallRide service, rideshare apps, local cab companies, and other sighted drivers will be able to easily drop off passengers directly in front of the visitor center's main entrance. Once inside, the help desk is located directly ahead, making it a convenient location to which to rendezvous with one's group or at which to solicit assistance in locating the departing station for daily tours. The tram ride and complimentary daily tours are both terrific ways to observe and enjoy the key points of interest at the Missouri Botanical Garden. Be sure to inform that you have a visual impairment, as that will allow the volunteers to add an additional descriptive component to the already informative tours. Customized group tours may also be arranged for a small fee. Information on the most up-to-date schedules on both regularly scheduled and specialized group tours can be found on the Botanical Garden's website. On-site staff members are always eager to help make your visit as enjoyable and illuminating as possible. Visitors will find the garden staff extremely helpful and vastly knowledgeable about the peak bloom periods, distinct qualities, and proper method of caring for a wide variety of plant species found at the Missouri Botanical Garden. Furthermore, visually impaired visitors will find the paths within the gardens easy to follow, while audio cues such as fountains provide additional cues for generic orientation. What sets the Botanical Garden apart, particularly for blind and visually impaired visitors, is the Zimmerman Sensory Garden, a specialized garden close to the visitor center in which all the plants are meant to be felt for their unique texture or smelt for the distinct fragrance. Fountains and the Solari bell tree sculpture also add a pleasant auditory feature to the atmosphere of the garden. Many horticultural displays are arranged in raised planter beds for easy access and are marked with Braille, raised letter, or large print nameplates, with updates in the future pipeline. Group tours of this garden are available upon request, but a self-guided exploration of the garden with or without the assistant is most certainly worthy of a visitor's time. Committed to enhancing the universal accessibility of the grounds, the garden's therapeutic horticulture programs continue to explore new avenues for heightening a visitor's multi-sensory experience. For instance, a tactile map and new entry sign are under current active development to improve the means of self-orientation and exploration for both sighted and visually impaired visitors within the sensory garden. From a long-term perspective, the sensory garden is also being used as a testing ground for making the entire Missouri Botanical Garden more accessible for blind and visually impaired visitors. I am hopeful that a similar adaptive approaches in the sensory garden may gradually be applied and effectively implemented in other areas of the garden. Garden staff is also considering the creation of a sensory tour, a regularly scheduled, more extensive walking tour of the grounds. This would be very similar to the current daily tour, but the guides would rely on the same sensory tactics utilized in the sensory garden and how they would engage group members in their horticultural exploration and immersion. Details on further enhancements will be made available as plans develop. Throughout the remainder of the garden's extensive grounds, blind and visually impaired visitors can access a growing selection of multi-sensory activities. The Children's Garden offers many multi-sensory experiences from April through October. Fees apply for ages 3 to 12. Staff germination stations occur daily on various nature-related topics from 10 a.m. to noon. The Edible Garden offers seasonal tastings on select days of the weeks. Plan to get wet at the ever-popular Splash Pad. The Nature Explorer classroom offers a nature art table with a natural tactic items and a raised ground-level sandbox. Adjacent to the Children's Garden is the Brookings Interpretive Center, which offers many multi-sensory, interactive, and hands-on activities with annually changing themes and variations. For a light meal, visitors can drop into the Sassafras Cafe, located in the Ridgeway Visitor Center. As of this evaluation, this is an undergoing renovation. Therefore, I am unable to detail the process of ordering and dining experience currently. The newly renovated dining spot will feature enhanced accommodations such as Braille, digital, and large print menus, which are currently being developed. For information about the specific gardens within the Missouri Botanical Garden, hours of operation, directions, and special events and exhibits, please visit the Missouri Botanical Gardens website. The information offered on the site is very thorough and informative. The home landing page lacks headings and alternative labels on images, but necessary links on locating major sections of the page are fully accessible. Overall, the website is a great resource to plan your visit and remains relatively accessible on both desktop and mobile web browsers when using screen reading or magnification software. For any other questions regarding the Missouri Botanical Gardens accessibility, please send inquiries to accessiblegarden@mobot.org or call phone number 314-577-9473, extension 6526.